Right, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I seem to recall that you're heading off to a health resort this week.
Well, I'm heading off to a planned health resort. It didn't quite work out the way it was intended. But we're talking Lyon C.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 1888, the railway came to Lee, so there's a direct link with London. In the same year, by coincidence, there was a new district council set up, and they seem to have been quite innovative, quite progressive. And the light bulb moment was when they decided that Lyon C should be marketed as a health resort.
Mm-hmm.
And from 1888 onwards, we begin to see hotels being built, shelters on the front, the town's expanding, and there's far more promotion of Lyon C going on. And by 1908, they started to produce a guidebook each year. And I think when I look through this guidebook, one of the things that I noticed was the extravagant claims that they made. And Lee begins to be marketed as a health resort. And there are comments in this guide: come to Lyon C if you want to regain your health. Now, we wouldn't dare to make such claims today, but in 1908 they had no compunction about promoting Lee very strongly. I have to say, it wasn't 100% successful.
Despite this.
And the general consensus of opinion was that Lee had its own appeal as an old fishing village, but it couldn't compete with the attractions down the road at Southend.
Right.
And so, really, the planned health resort never happened.
Right, okay.
Sad, but true.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you looking at next week then?
Well, next week I'm coming away from the seaside, but I'm still looking at water. So I'm looking at the lost spa of Wanstead.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.